This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you.
Good evening, everybody. This is Basma Farhad of the People Speak radio show. Here, when the people speak, we make a difference. You know, we often look around in our society today and with the collapse of the economy, and a lot of people have lost hope and faith, and yet there are incredible miracles happening every day. Tanya Allen is just such a miracle. She was featured, as a matter of fact, in Miracles Happen. Excuse me. The Black Inventors poster, along with Oprah Winfrey, President Barack Obama, Michael Jackson, Michelle Obama, and George Washington Carver, as well as many other inventors. And this being February, the Black History Month, I am really proud to introduce my dear friend, Tanya Allen, the inventor of Forever Fresh. Hi, Tanya.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's a pleasure having you with me. And we were just saying to each other, we missed each other. We haven't had a chance to get together in a bit. Tanya happens to be a person that I met recently over the last couple of years, and I couldn't be more tickled about your success and what's happening. Tanya, can you tell our audience what Forever Fresh is?
Absolutely. Forever Fresh is a disposable undergarment, and initially I made it for women. The thought process was something, we needed something for women to wear, particularly during their menses, so that they wouldn't stain their expensive undergarment. That concept has actually evolved into post-medical applications, for travelers, for young girls, for people to exercise, and in particular for men to wear for some of the same reasons. So we're very excited about where we are today.
Well, I'll tell you, for people that have never heard of this product, it is new, and I wouldn't be too surprised quite yet. But Tanya is now, and her product is now entering into the Walgreens world. And that is just an amazing, amazing venture for you. How did that all come about, Tanya, and how long have you been developing this product?
Well, let me first go back just to say this has been a 20-year venture for me. And not the whole 20 years, but this is my third time attempting to launch this product. The first two times, I failed, and instead of just giving up, I decided, okay, I'm going to give it one more try, which is what I want to talk about, the Al-Karim story that I shared with you. The first time I tried to start the company, which was, and really launched the product, actually, which was last year, I restarted the company, and I thought, God, if I get this thing going again, it will be a miracle. The first time, I was actually in a major retailer store, and as an entrepreneur, many times, you know, we're so excited just to get an order. We don't do all the things that we need to do, and we make assumptions that, quite frankly, we shouldn't make. My first mistake, and I was in 200 stores in a national retailer over almost 20 years ago, I made the assumption that, oh, this is a great opportunity. The buyer knows everything, and quite frankly, they don't always know everything. I assumed that the buyer knew his customer. He ordered 90% small and petite, and their average customer was a large, extra large. So that didn't go over well. The second time around I launched the product, I went into the hospital environment. And my strategy was to get other major products in the hospital and then bring my product along. The reason I think that strategy failed is because I was trying to be too many things to too many people. and not focusing on my core competency, which was my undergarment. And again, that failed. Which brings me to, I think it was back in 2001, I was very discouraged, and I said to myself, I said, God, if I get this company started again, it will be a miracle. What do I rename the company? And I just spelled miracle backwards. Now, phonetically, as Al Karim, I did not know, and yet, I think you and I shared the story with you in December,
yes,
what
you did.
That word means. And I didn't find out what that word meant until 2010. And I was very, very shocked. I have some very good friends that I get my car repaired at their shop, and they're Iraqi. And I went to pay for my bill, and the name of my company was on the card, and that's when he noticed it, and we discovered, you know, I discovered what the word meant, and it meant all giving. And I was really taken aback and very honored that all of these years I had this word, and I didn't know it. And I think it was kind of like a faith journey for me that helped me get to that point. And I don't want to get too far off the subject, but I thought that was very, very special because being an entrepreneur is a faith walk. It's a very, very challenging, and sometimes it can be very scary. And if you don't have faith and perseverance, I just can't see a person surviving that in this world. And that brings us to where Forever Fresh is now. My parent company is Al Karim, and we have a DBA, Forever Fresh, because that's the name of the product. We have just launched in all of the Michigan Walgreens stores, and that's 160 stores in Michigan, and we have a few of the stores
that are
in Ohio. So we're really excited about that. But I mean, it's been a 20-year journey, Basima.
And you told me about that, and you told me about this journey, and, you know, oftentimes, you know, it seems lately that on television you're seeing, like, you know, how to become a millionaire, how to become this. Tell me how you persevered for those 20 years.
Well, you know, that's a good point. I think, first of all, I cringe personally when I hear the emphasis placed on becoming rich, because honestly, that has not been my driving force. Mm-hmm. The driving force for me, number one,
I don't think it ever is.
Yeah, I'm too stubborn to quit. Secondly,
she's stubborn, ladies and gentlemen.
Do.
I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I love what I do, and my product helps so many people, and that is what drives me. You know, the money will come, but when it comes, Basima, it will only be a tool for me to help and do other things for other people. And so it becomes a full circle, and it is a generous way of living, and it encompasses, I think, the name that I personally feel, and I have to say this, that God gave me for this company.
Tanya, let me ask you something. 20 years ago, obviously you were a different person, as we all were 20 years ago.
Yes.
Do you think the fact that you have changed and the ways that you have changed affected the success of this product ultimately?
I think so. I've become a more patient person.
Mm-hmm.
I've certainly become a more spiritual person.
Mm-hmm.
And I really understand the value of what this product is and how it can help people. I've lived it, Basima. Before my great-grandmother passed, I took care of her the last 7 years of her life in my home. And I was married then. I'm not now, but I have four children. And I chose to take her. And she lived with me. She was almost 105 when she died. She used my product. And that is when I really discovered the dignity piece of what I have and how it helped to maintain her dignity. And so when you've lived something, you've lived it, you've used it, you've seen it work, and you grow up with that, it does change you.
Now, let me ask you, I know that hospitals are very big fans of this product. Can you tell me why you didn't just specifically launch it as a hospital product?
Well, because as an entrepreneur...
In the healthcare industry as opposed to, you know, Walgreens?
Yeah, well, I tell you why. I could reach my customer... I have more control over reaching the customer quicker in the retail environment than in a hospital environment. We are going in the hospital. As a matter of fact, our product is now on the state of Michigan My Deal contract, and it is distributed through J&B Medical, which is, I think, the largest incontinence distributor in Michigan, if not in the country. But I know they are in Michigan. And
that's
so
the Shia's...
Yes, the Shias are actually members of my church. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
They are wonderful.
Yes.
Well, our product is on their website.
Oh, wonderful. How fantastic.
Product, through J&B Medical, the shipping is free. And, they, like I said, they've been great to work with, but we are distributed by them because we are on the state contract and they are the state-authorized distributor.
Yes, we are going to eventually
full force in the hospitals, but the retail is what really will help build the business faster for us.
And, you know, one of the things I was telling some of my girlfriends about this product, and, you know, I've been talking it up like crazy, because I think it's a wonderful product. And I've often said to, you know, and what I said to the girls was, you know, think about it. When we go on vacation, you know, you're always trying to figure out what to do with your underwear. And
yeah.
Now you can just throw them out.
I just throw them away.
And I love
that. Really friendly. So, you know, it's a good thing all the way around. We like the opportunity that Walgreens has given us because we are also co-marketing right now with the Detroit Pistons with their sixth man marketing program.
Mm-hmm.
And so giving us that, you know, tying us into the Pistons, and some people say, well, why the Pistons? And I asked them, do you know how many women go to the Pistons games? And
oh, yeah.
They have their sweepstakes tickets. Do you know who fills out the forms? It's the women. And so they understand that, and we certainly understand it.
Well, I know my husband was in sports for a lot of years, Tanya, and one of the things that I always I could never get, and they've tried to capture the market for women in some levels with some clothing and things like that, and, you know, making everything pink. But the truth is they really haven't captured. So for anybody that is that has an entrepreneurial mindset, think of something for women like Tanya has. And it's amazing that you've taken it to that to the Pistons. Because it's true. That is such a market that is so open and so prime and so rich.
Yes.
Nobody's touching it. Nobody's tapping into it. And finally, some of the products are finally tapping in, and I love it.
Well, you know, incontinence affects 1 in 3 women in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about urge incontinence, most women who've had children have that issue. And I think people are at a point in our society, I mean, we have a very, very high level of consciousness when it comes to our hygiene. And women just want to feel fresh. I mean, they don't want to, I have girlfriends that are business women, and sometimes they'll work in their offices 18, 19 hours, especially if they're in media, and they'll say, you know what, I just like to have them so I can freshen up. And so it meets so many different needs for so many different people. It's such a simple project, a product.
Now, how in the world does one get into a Walgreens? How does that happen?
Well,
I mean, that's such an amazing thing. It's like, how do you do that?
For me, it was by divine order. I have to say that. You know, I think there's a point in everyone's life where, you know, everything goes wrong. And then there are other times in your life where it's like everything goes right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm in that zone now where everything is kind of falling into place. And I'm very, very grateful for that. But I actually, it wasn't my intention to go to Walgreens. I actually was in a trade conference, and that's why networking, especially for business owners and entrepreneurs, is so very, very important.
Huge.
I was at a conference, and Walgreens was there, and I simply walked up to the manager who was manning the Walgreens booth and said, do you trial products locally? And he said yes. And I pursued it from there, and the rest is history. So I think people have to, number one, not be afraid to ask, and most importantly, be out networking. And my
I
attitude
think people, yeah, I agree, I, Tanya. I don't think, you know, and Tanya and I actually met at a networking event.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, Renee Hanna says hello from the Marriott.
Oh, Renee.
Yeah, I talked to her the other day, and I was telling her I was going to interview you, and she said to give you her best.
Thank you.
And if I had any piece of advice to give, you know, I was in marketing for many years with Pearl Vision Center, and if I had any advice to give to anybody, and this in many of our marketing seminars, we always talked about the networking aspect. And it was just starting to blossom then, and I was so fully committed to that, Tanya. It was unbelievable because I know how it works, and I know that no matter what anybody says, until you meet someone and you face that person face-to-face, you're not going to know. And, you know, I think a lot of the entrepreneurs today, I think a lot of young business people are wondering why they're sitting in their offices or sitting in their businesses behind their counters waiting for something to happen.
You know, to me, the real secret in successful networking is getting out there, meeting people, and finding opportunities where you can help the people you've met. I cannot tell you how many people have helped me because I helped someone that told them, and they told someone else, and then when I needed something, oh, well, I'll help you because you did this and this and this. I cannot tell you how many times that has happened to me. And so many times we go out with this networking mindset of I'm going to give as many business cards as I can and I'm going to collect as many as I can. And what do you do with them?
You put them on a big stack or in a plastic bin in your office and you do nothing with them.
When
really.
I meet someone, the first thing I think when I meet them is how can I come up with an opportunity that can maybe help that person?
Exactly.
And that's how I approach networking.
And
if I get something out of it, great. But my approach is, how can I help this person that I just met? How can I point them into a direction or point them to someone that may help them?
If someone were to come up to you right now and says, I have an invention, I don't know what to do with it, what would you tell them, Tanya?
First of all, I wouldn't do it for them. I would tell them to do the research, and especially on the Internet. See, Basma, when I got my patent years ago, we didn't have access to what people have now. And almost anything you need, you can find on the Internet. If someone had an idea, I would certainly, my first question would be, how willing are you to take it all the way to the market? Everybody's not willing to do that. And lot of people who have inventions, unfortunately, have the idea, well, you know, I just want to make it, and I want to sell it to somebody. Well, you know what? The P&Gs of the world are not going to buy anything unless you've proven the market.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very rare. It's almost like hitting the lottery that a person invents something, and the next year or a few years, someone gets that product and buys it from them. That's a rare occasion. In most instances, they are going to want you to prove the market. And so even if you look today and research patents, there are gazillions of patents that never hit the market because no one took them there.
Mm-hmm. Tony, so let me ask you, what was your aha moment when you said to yourself, wow, this is a great idea, I'm going to pursue it?
When I realized that the first idea I came up with, I didn't do it and it hit the market.
Ouch, that must have hurt.
Yeah, let me tell you, you can't let people discourage you. I had gone to Taipei, my then husband and I, and visited my dad who lived there, and we went to a trade show, and I was just so in awe when I came back. I thought, wow, I said, you know, a lot of kids never get to see business conducted in another country. And I came mm-hmm. home, and I just kind of said a little prayer to myself. I said, God, if you give me an idea that I could make some money, I want to do things that I can help young people in the business realm get to these mm-hmm. places and see what I've just seen. And I came up with an idea of sanitary pads with wings. I literally cut them out, sewed them up. I thought, this is a great idea because, you know, we're women, what we go through every month, how many undergarments
sure.
we ruin every month. And I thought, this is a great idea. And I called a friend of mine and, you know, to tell her, and she started laughing. And I realized later she was laughing because, you know, 10, 20 years ago, people were embarrassed to talk about feminine hygiene. And quite frankly, still today, a lot of people are embarrassed about it. And then after
she laughed.
Yeah,
they tend to be a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, she said, yeah, but it is a good idea. And then I got, you know, I talked to my husband about it. And he said, yeah, it's a good idea. And let's talk to a friend of ours that's a business person. And he laughed, and then he said, but yeah, it's a good idea. And I literally got very discouraged, and I took the thing and threw it up on the shelf and forgot about it. And a few years later,
and
the same lady that laughed at me called me up and said, you remember that pad you made with the wings? I said, yeah. She said, I just saw it in the store. It's called Always.
Oh.
Yeah. So
wow.
I thought, yeah, and it happens all the time. But I am a firm believer, if you are given something and you don't do something with it, I think God just takes it and gives it to the next person. And that's what happened to me.
Exactly, and I love that. You're right. They give it to the next person. We have a Samantha on line one for you that would like to ask you a question, Tanya. Samantha,
Hello,
your
Samantha.
Question for Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. Yes, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
I'm in a virtual audience in Paltalk listening to your show, and we have here someone from South America who works with hospitals and would like to know more about your product and how she can
wow.
help you get be used in Brazil. And I have actually a question myself. Do you have this product available in sterile and non-sterile? Because as far as my needs, I need things that are sterile since I recently got out of the hospital. I had an operation. And
okay.
They gave me disposable panties for my after my operation, and it would be great if I, because yours look a lot more comfortable. I was hoping that you
they
had
are
something
more comfortable
that
than
I could use.
They really are. No, they are not sterile, and I'm assuming there are sterilization processes that medical products can go through, and that's something that we can certainly look into. We're not positioned to do that at this point, but I think it's a very, very good idea.
Okay, well, in the future, I actually would like to reach you to possibly get into representing your product because I'm thrilled about it because I myself is in so much need of this product. Oh my gosh! It seems like such a great thing because, especially for me, because I have to buy tons of those ab pads, and
yes.
they would be, you know, I could just use it for my part of my bandage to hold my bandage on better.
Yes.
So absolutely. For more security.
Absolutely.
So.
You can reach us at info@foreverfresh.com, right on our website.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming up with the product.
I will be looking for your email. And Samantha, by the way, we do have bikinis too.
When I get a bikini bod, yeah, we'll work on that. Okay. Thank you so much, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's an interesting concept for a sterile product, considering that I would imagine in some cases, especially with surgery and things like that, you would
absolutely.
That might be something that you could look into. And for anybody that's interested in Tanya's information, again, Tanya, can you give him your website, info@foreverfresh.com?
Yes, so www.foreverfresh.com.
And you can reach Tanya at on that website, if I'm not mistaken, at
info@foreverfresh.com, and I will get that, and I will certainly respond. And I'm looking forward to hearing from Samantha. That's a very exciting prospect. And when she talked about that, it just made me think. The reason I love what I'm doing, Basima, because it's for all people, all women, all over the world, and I feel like I have that opportunity with this one product to do that. My oldest daughter, I'm very proud of her. She volunteered late last year to go to Haiti. And
oh, wow.
I donated some for her to take over there. And she, and not only did she wear them there, but, you know, the other workers as well. And she said, Mom, they really, really needed them, you know, in that environment. And when you think about all of the other applications, you know, military, homeless shelters. My church is very involved. And what they've done, which I think is it's most wonderful, they've supported me by going to Walgreens and buying the product, but then they've turned and donated the product to homeless shelters and women's shelters. And
isn't that amazing?
And it helps me to grow my business.
And for people that don't know how this can help in a homeless shelter, or in a shelter for battered women, many times these women have fled their homes.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, hygiene is something that's very personable. And when I developed the product, I always kept that in mind. Forever Fresh undergarments are always individually packaged. Now, we sell a 5-pack in Walgreens, and they average about $1 a pair. But even in the 5-pack, the undergarment is in another individual package. And that's because you may want to use the product in your keep in your purse for an emergency or your gym bag or whatever. And in particular with homes, you always want to try to treat everyone with the utmost dignity and respect. And when a person is that vulnerable in a shelter, you know, they still deserve that same respect. And I feel that giving them a product like Forever Fresh, where it's individually packaged, kind of helps them keep that dignity. I mean, I've heard women, you know, that have been in institutions where they get some of the disposable garments out of almost like a Kleenex box, and people don't really want you touching their underwear. And I'm very sensitive, was very sensitive to that concept when we developed the product.
Forever Fresh disposable undergarments offers a convenient, economic option to men and women who suffer from minor incontinence. Forever Fresh is a patented, internationally award-winning brand that allows the skin to breathe as naturally and comfortably as cotton garments. Environmentally friendly and hypoallergenic, the undergarment features a built-in incontinent pad pocket to be used when extra absorbency is needed. Forever Fresh is available at participating Walgreens. To learn more, you may also visit foreverfresh.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Basma from the People Speak radio show. Here where the people speak, we make a difference. We apologize if we had some dead air. Dead air is dead, the deadest thing you can have in radio. Hi, Tanya. I'm glad you're here with us again.
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Sometimes that happens. That's what happens when you have live radio broadcasts.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about, you know, the various uses for this product, and one of the things that I have often, I'm on the Domestic Violence Coalition here in the Dearborn area, and I know a lot about what happens to women when they leave their homes and go to shelters.
Yes.
They just leave. They have no clothes, no underwear, nothing. And so just the ability to have something like this on hand is, again, there's this humanizing aspect of this, Tanya. It's just such a gift I think you'll be able to share with people.
And I'm very grateful for that. I really, really am. And like I said, when I had to use it on my great-grandmother, it really hit home, and I thought, wow. What a great product. for me to have to use it on her and to see, I can tell you an incident that happened. She broke her hip at 100. Of course, we took her to the hospital. And she was not incontinent. But when the hospital saw how old she was, they immediately put a diaper on her. And guess what? She became incontinent. And when I got back home, I had to wean her off the diaper back onto Forever Fresh. And so that showed me, I mean, think of all the people whose dignity is just stripped of them just because they're old.
The other thing I was thinking about is look at all the events of Katrina and what happened there.
Oh, yeah. I donated some to Katrina, by the way. I sent some down there.
Good. You know, I'll never forget the day that I had seen a commercial. It was a Tide commercial, and they had trucks that were loaded with washers and dryers where people could come up and wash their clothes. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought to myself, I never thought of that. Never thought of something as minor as just washing your clothes.
Yeah, and that was a great thing. I felt the same way when I saw that.
Exactly, and here you have this item that can benefit, I mean, countless numbers and countless areas of humanity, and I think it's just an amazing thing. Tanya, you're writing a book, aren't you?
You know what? With all the things that have happened in my life, how could I not?
Well, you're attempting to write a book anyway.
It's pushing me to that. It's like, oh, my God. I've met so many wonderful people, and I've had miraculous things to happen to me. And so I think it's important for people to be able to hear these stories and see the results of a person's faith. I read a lot. One of my most favorite books is The People's Tycoon, written about Henry Ford. And as I was going through this journey, I trust me, I've had many down days. I mean, it's like, oh my God, why am I doing this? You know? And I was reading this book, and I didn't realize that Henry Ford failed twice. He did not make Ford that we know today until his third attempt. And by the way, he was almost 50 when he did that. And that was so encouraging for me to read because I thought, well, you know, Bastion, I'm over 52, but we won't say how much over.
You're with me, honey.
But that's okay. I'm enjoying it. This is the best part of my life.
And so you persevered, and as far as like, you know, one of the things that I often, you know, try to help, I know there are a lot of programs around here like SEED and SPARK and SCORE, some of the organizations that help young entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs, old entrepreneurs or medium age entrepreneurs.
Mature entrepreneurs.
And did you get any aid from any of them as far as, like, you know, how to do it, how to do any of this stuff? Were any of these organizations available
you know,
to you?
Interesting you say that. I did get support from Tech Town, and I did
okay.
get support from Ann Arbor Spark. And what I really appreciated about both programs is they didn't mind you being in both. When you're an entrepreneur, you need all of the help from everybody that you can get help from.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, we actually was able to get a grant from Ann Arbor Spark to do our website. And
Isn't that something critical
for us because, you know, we're taking every, you know, all the funding is going to getting the product out. And, you know, it's just you only have limited money when you're, you know, you're in a startup mode. And as we're continuing to have discussions with, you know, bigger funders, you know, the little things still have to be taken care of. And so these organizations are critical for entrepreneurs. Even though I've been around, I'm still considered in the startup mode because we're relaunching the product. And those organizations have been wonderful for us to work with.
Well, you know, I know for a fact, as a matter of fact, I was this evening earlier at a chamber event in Dearborn, there was a woman from Seed there, and we were discussing the value of business plans. Did you work on a business plan in order to get any of the funding for any of this your work?
Absolutely. I think business plans are a very critical roadmap because they help an entrepreneur focus. They help you see, and I have to say, business plans are not etched in stone. They are simply a guide for you, and when you have to make adjustments to that plan, you make adjustments to that plan. But they are very, very critical. Yes, I've had many business plans, actually, and for me to go through the program that I'm in now, we have a business plan, executive summary, you know, the whole nine yards. I think it's very important, again, because it helps the entrepreneur focus, and it really helps you to see what you're getting into.
Now,
I tell people, if you're not willing to lose everything, you might want to go get a job.
Let me ask you, do you have a partner or anything in this venture, Tanya?
Yeah, I have private investors. I have family and friends, and and myself, of course. And then, you know, again, we're working with folks like Ann Arbor Spark. We're talking to First Step. We're talking to banks. I mean, you leave no financial stone unturned when you are, especially, you know, where we are now. We've got product in the store, and we have to keep product in the store. And so you, when you're an entrepreneur, you're wearing a lot of hats. You've got to continuously seek for funding. You've got to stay, you know, continuously get your product out, manage quality control, and make sure that you, above all, service your customer. Because if the customer is not served, you're out of business.
And Walgreens, how has that experience been for you?
Walgreens has been wonderful. It's a very, very good company to work with. I was pleasantly surprised. Like I said, this is not my first time out at this, but I tell you, this time around, and I think to my past experiences prepared me on, you know, how to deal with a Walgreens and what questions to ask and what to do. And quite frankly, I think that the timing was right for my product. Walgreens actually recommended me for this cross-merchandising program with the Pistons. So I think they see the potential, obviously, of the product.
Now, earlier you had spoken about something called Michigan My Deal. What is that exactly?
It's a state contract. The state of Michigan has contracts for medical surgical products, and
My
product is actually on that contract. And that's just the name of the contract, but it's with the state of Michigan.
I see.
But it's for medical surgical products.
Mm-hmm. And is that like something you have to apply for, or?
Yes, you do. And
do you have to qualify for that, or are there qualifying factors?
Yes, you do. They have to obviously see a need for the product, And it qualifies you to be able to service, you know, with that contract, I can provide product to any non-state, non-profit entity that buys off of that state contract. So let's say, for example, we're working with the Detroit Area Agency on Aging. We are talking to, for example, the Wayne County Jail. They all buy off of that or can buy off of that contract. So it really helps, you know, an entrepreneur like me that can approach someone like Wayne County, for example, and say, you know, if you like this product and you can use it, you don't have to go through the hoops of creating a contract for me. You can just pick up the phone and use the state contract. So it makes it really easy for me to get access into institutional markets.
Well, you know, Diane Webb, the Wayne County executive, is now in charge of the new jail that they're going to be building. Hello, let's talk to Diane Webb.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, the prisons are an ideal, because when you're in a closed environment, this product is perfect for that. And I, the young lady that was on the phone that called earlier, and I forgot to mention, our product is also latex-free. There are a lot of people that have sensitivities to latex, and so the elastic that we use, the little that we do use, is latex-free. So
oh,
that's
wonderful
for, you know, the product. But, yeah, you and I need to talk about that jail thing. That sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, Diane's a good is a good friend of mine. As a matter of fact, I just saw her the other day, so I will definitely see if we can hook something up. Maybe we'll get together one day and talk about this.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
And I thought we had another caller on the line. Is there a caller on the line? Do you have a question for Tanya?
I think we lost them.
Okay. Well, you know, Tanya, how does your family handle? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of work involved in what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're dealing with contracts. You're dealing with banking industries. I know you just came back from overseas. You are, you know, it's just one thing after another. How are you handling this on a personal level? How is your family handling this?
You know, I used to hear entrepreneurs say the biggest challenge for an entrepreneur is to stay married, and that's a very true statement. And unfortunately, I'm one of those entrepreneurial statistics. I am divorced, but I can tell you that my children, I have four children, they're all adults now, they've grown up with this product. And I'll tell you a story. My oldest daughter, who's 31 now, I will never forget. I was. And by the way, my nickname is the Panty Lady. That kind of stuck when I started this thing. I was talking to someone about the product, and I was always giving out samples. You know, I just have this thing. I like, you know, try my product. And I give them out all the time. Oh, here's the Panty Lady, and I was talking to someone, and you know, you don't think your children are watching you, but they are. I was talking to someone one day, and I had my oldest daughter with me. She was about 7 or 8, I guess. And I guess she was just, you know, she knew the routine. You know, she knew that, okay, mommy talks about this product, and then she gives them a sample. And I guess I wasn't getting the sample quick enough, and before I realized that she'd reached in my bag and got the panty samples out and started giving them out. But I think I was talking to a man. And so I thought, wow, this is maybe not the right customer. But, you know, they were so used to seeing me doing that it's been there now.
Nothing of it.
They're very, very proud and supportive of what I'm doing now.
Well, as they should be. It's an incredible accomplishment.
Thank
and that
you.
Was the... Excuse me. That was the key. I apologize for my throat. That was the key of tonight's show was I wanted to show people, you know, here on The People Speak, we encourage people to be active in their communities. And I know that over the last few years, more entrepreneurial businesses have opened in the United States than at any other time in the history of this country. We are no longer a manufacturing country. We are a country that of entrepreneurs. And these people need guidance. And I thought it was just as important for people to see that your dreams can come true. It takes hard work. It takes perseverance. You've been doing this since 1989.
Yeah.
That's a long time for anybody to be doing anything.
That's a long time.
I'm surprised you didn't give up, but I'm glad you didn't, because it just shows people how dedication to anything will eventually take you to success.
Yeah, it really will, and I think that, you know, the key for me is, you know, I don't go a day without a prayer. I'm so reliant on God. This is a faith journey and a faith walk. I mean, everything I own is out on the limb with this, you know. So you have to have, to me, you know, how can you not have a greater faith to guide you through, you know, something as critical and as scary as running your own business. You know, some people say, you know, I, you know, when you go to the casino to gamble, I said, you know what, I gamble every day. That's enough gambling for me with my business, because
that's a wonderful way to look at it. Because it is, it's a gamble that,
yes,
of your life. You've spent
20
years
doing it. Really is.
Doing
everybody is not cut out. You know, you've got to have some thick skin, but you got to wear your clothes as a loose garment.
Cool. And underneath your loose garment, you got to have forever fresh panties.
Oh, absolutely. I love it.
This has been wonderful.
That is absolutely true.
This has been wonderful. Again, the website is www.foreverfresh.com. If you want to, there's information on how to contact Tanya. If you have ideas for where you would like to use this incredible item, I know I've thought of like a dozen just talking here. The prison systems is an important part. You know, the domestic violence coalition. First Step, so many of these organizations could use some of this product, hospitals, the sterility issues based on surgical procedures that people undergo day in and day out in the hospital. This is just an incredible product, Tanya. I think you have created a service-oriented product for the people of this country, and I think it's the greatest thing next to Tampax. Now there you go, folks. Now
thank
there's
you.
A way to end.
And you know,
the
we
show.
Hope all of your listeners will go to Walgreens. They are $4.99 package of five. Our extra large or three pack for $4.99, and we have a $1 redeemable coupon on the products, and they are in all of the Michigan Walgreens stores. And you know, if a person doesn't want to buy them for themselves, just buy them and donate them to a shelter. Women need them.
Exactly. YWCA has
absolutely
a lot of women that need it. And one other thing, women, vacation right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to traipse around the country or the world with their dirty undies?
They're great to travel. I just had a friend that used them and went to Egypt, and she wore the product there. She was so glad she had them. And I don't travel without them, trust me.
Well, it's a wonderful product, and congratulations, Tanya.
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to seeing what happens with you.
I'll see you at Novel.
Again, yeah, I'll be here.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Sure, I will see you soon.
Okay, it's been a pleasure, Tanya. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you, folks. Next week's guest is Kevin Annette, the author of Hidden from History, The Canadian Holocaust, mass graves of up to 50,000 people found and discovered. We look forward to finding out more about that topic. Thank you very much, everybody. And remember, when the people speak, you make a difference. You too can be a millionaire. You can be anything you want in this world. Just get out there, do it, say it, and be it. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
One bright sunny morning in the shadow of the steeple by the relief office I saw my people and they stood there hungry and I stood there wondering if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Yeah, this land is made for you and me.